It is Friday the 9th. Very excited to have joining us from Reroute, we've got Dylan and Lon Cola. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And I know we got a lot of interest right now on the Plano.com text line as well as on our website because we're giving away a whole neighborhood's worth of recycling. Thank you guys so much for partnering up with us with this. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited too.
So let's talk about what Reroute is, because that's been the biggest question we've been getting from our audiences, is what sets you apart? What makes you different? What makes you the incredible? So let's talk about, you have four main sort of areas that you focus on, right?
Yeah, for sure. So our four kind of main pickups are, we'll pick up your household hazardous waste. We'll pick up donations that we'll give to people in need within our community. We'll pick up your Sarcan recycling and take that to Sarcan for you and allow you to get your refund back through their drop and go, or if you'd like to, you can donate your refund to a charity. And then we also have a recycling beyond the blue bin program, lots of items that you can't put in your blue bin, and they can be recycled through different streams and they shouldn't go in the garbage, and we'll help you take those and recycle them for you.
Okay, well, let's break some of these down if we can a little bit. Let's go with, I guess, the most simple one first. You mentioned Sarcan. That's a big thing for us in our family. Like, it's like, when do I find the time? Things just build and bags and build, and I never seem to have a chance to bring it in. So you guys can help facilitate that.
Yeah, for sure. So Sarcan has the drop and go program. It's super quick and easy. It helps us be able to pick up your returns, your refunds, and we can just take them in. And all we need from you is an email or the phone number associated to your account, which allows your refund to get emailed directly back to you, saves you the time of taking it in. Or we also have the option on our website that you can donate that refund to a charity or organization in the city.
I love that you provide those two options as well. Give people that. And honestly, you'll be hearing from me soon too, because my fiance would like to park in our garage again. And
Currently
can't do that because of the amount of bottles and cans that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned recycling kind of beyond the blue bins. So how far beyond are we talking here?
Yeah, so we have over like 100 different items that we accept through that pickup, I guess, like things like Baby Bell wrappers, popcorn bags, you know, used or makeup containers. There's a whole, long list.
Writing utensils, textile recycling, metal recycling, electronics. So all these things that there are programs for them, it just would take the average person a lot of time to source out, okay, does this have a mail back program? Can I take this to this location?
Right.
So just trying to save everyone time and do that little bit extra, because every little bit helps.
And the timing is great on this too, because I mean, I know people talk about spring cleaning a lot. I have tend to do like an August style kind of house purge, and we're doing that now. And I have little like types of electronics, various things and stuff that we're getting rid of. And a lot of them, it is confusing to me. I don't know where I'm supposed to send them. And so you guys kind of take that confusion away.
Yeah, and that's kind of the whole idea behind our business, is to make it hassle-free and easy for the user, right? So you can put all these items in one bag and give them to us. We'll sort them. We'll distribute them to all the different places where they should be recycled. So you basically just fill your bag or your box up when it's ready to be picked up, book through the website, set it out, and we pick it up. And then it's hassle-free and easy for the user. And then you know that you're making a difference by not putting those items in the garbage, and they're actually getting recycled.
Yeah, that peace of mind.
Yeah, you're doing a good thing.
Household hazardous waste. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What are you looking for there?
Yeah, so that's there's a long, like a lot of things in there too, but like batteries, light bulbs, used oil, any kind of aerosol can, anything with a hazardous symbol on it. So flammable, corrosive, or poisonous, any item you have in your home that has that, you know, symbol on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Those can't be thrown in the garbage, and there's programs for how they should be recycled. So we will take those, pick those up and bring them to the proper place to be properly disposed of.
Yeah, because, for example, I wouldn't have even know how to dispose of that stuff 99% of the time. And so, typically I'd probably just, as sad as it is, like, throw it away, because I wouldn't know what to do. And you don't want to do that, obviously, because that's dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
And it takes time too, right?
Right.
To like find where to go and then to wait to take it there. Like things as simple as, a bug spray or a sunscreen spray shouldn't go in the garbage. But, if you don't have time to make the trip, you might just throw it in the garbage and be like, oh, that's just one thing, but it adds up. So
you know that it shouldn't go in the garbage, so you got a bag of sunscreens in your closet or in your garage, and you're like, I gotta go take them to the household hazardous waste day on Wednesday. Like, and it's just like, instead of having to constantly think and do that and store this stuff, you can, as soon as you got enough to send to us, we'll come pick it up.
That's perfect. I mean, people have busy lives these days. My whole thing these, you know, mentally is kind of reducing friction wherever I can. And it seems like a lot of, you know, people having to put all of this in their head is causing a lot of friction, whereas you guys are there to kind of help remove it in your way. Let's finally talk about donations. This is another thing I can relate to because I have a lot of clothes, for example, that I am currently doing a closet purge for, and I'm not really sure where to take them.
Yeah, donations is really the heart piece of our business. We're really excited for it. I think everyone has the best intentions that you want to, whatever you have in your house, you'd love to give to people in need in our community. But again, it takes time. You have to research where to go. You have to look up what hours that, when to take it, you know. Mm-hmm. So again, we take that all off your hands. Everything that gets donated to us, we'll sort through it and find the best organization or charity in the city that's looking for that stuff. So, you know, if you have a winter coat, we're giving it straight to someone in need in the community, not to somewhere, you know, that might upsell it. You know, lots of garden veggies coming out right now. We'll take them directly to the food bank, to the community fridge. So, yeah, we're very excited about that one.
I love that you guys are doing that. And again, it's a friction thing too, because it's like you got to donate. If I had to do this myself, I'd have to figure out where to donate the coat. I'd have to figure out where to donate everything else. You make it a one-stop shop so that ultimately, with the result being, the things that people need get into their hands as fast as possible and in the best possible way.
Exactly.
Perfect. So where can people go to get this whole process started?
Our website is www.rerootsask.ca. So rerootsk.ca. And then we're on Instagram too at rerootsk.
Perfect. And we'll make sure to have all those links up on our social media and everything as well. And next week, I know we're going to be making one neighborhood very happy too. So Dylan, Lon, thank you so much for coming in this morning and telling us about everything that is happening over at Reroute. And we're very happy to be partnered up with you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.